Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with a blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on right here to The Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin, bridging the mystical and the scientific. Today, we're going to be talking about the elements of healing, finding the right balance. It is an important conversation for those of you out there that may know who Doc Martin is. Some of you may not. Let me just say a few words, because it's important when we look at each other's journey and we think about, here's our life. This is what I set out to be. And in Doc Martin's case, set out to be a medical doctor. And along the way, the road changes, it turns, it expands. It takes you to places where you then discover, I want to talk about more than what I thought I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about maximum medicine. I want to talk about all of the elements that go into healing. And today is that show, because Doc Martin is that person who works with you to understand at the very core of who you are, what is it that needs to be enlivened? What is it that needs to heal? And there are things right now that are getting right underneath the edge of your skin. They are there. It's worry. It might be stress. Maybe it has also turned into some kind of physical illness. But, you know, today on the show, The Healing Hour, this is about you. This is about looking at the elements that can help heal. And this is the work that Doc Martin does. Whether it's something that's ailing you physically, emotionally, or spiritually, this is the work she does. This is how she can help. Today, there are the elements of healing. What are the elements of healing? And how do you find that right balance to look at disease and limitation and send it back from where it came? Doc Martin, great to have you here.
Nice to be here. Thank you. I was just thinking about send it back. lock it up. Oh, my.
I know what you're saying, because, you know, we are experiencing a time. We're in a time that none of us could have predicted even a year ago. You know, we knew some things were out of whack, but we are now living a time where I'm going to the local store. I won't mention its name. And I'm in the cheese aisle with the cheese, and the guy next to me has some kind of container or package or backpack that holds ammunition in my store. And I realized in that moment that, yeah, there are things going on with people that many of us could not have predicted. And so we need the elements to help us get back to a state of balance, but also to heal, don't we?
We really do. And I think about that a lot, because when I think about how inflammatory we've become, it's made me try to go back to the basics. And, one of the basics that I, this is what the show is about, is one of the basics. Now, I'm going to confess or admit or fully disclosure here. I did not invent these ideas, and I am not the master of teaching these. The ideas of working with the elements, earth, air, fire, and water, comes from Chinese medicine, it comes from the Celtic medicine, it comes from the indigenous, and there are people much more gifted than I who will go in deeply. But you know me, Pat, I am all about taking something and making it accessible. You don't have to go get a PhD or an MD to understand energy medicine or how to heal yourself. So I'm all about taking an idea and how do we put this in a way that everybody can work with. So that's what I want to do today. Because things, there's no secret language that you have to have the secret double handshake or the special Da Vinci code symbol to open the vault. Everything that I know, if I can put it into words and ways that you can understand it, that's what I'm all about. So,
and boy, I'll tell you, it is essential because it is so powerful. It is so powerful. I remember the first time I was introduced to the elements, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was clueless. I didn't have a clue on what the heck, what was I doing? No, not doing. What are we doing? Why are we in a circle? Why do I need to know where the East is? I mean, that was me in 1997 before my first vision quest. Now, I had a sense of things, but I had no idea of the power that we're going to talk about today, right?
Right. So when you talk about these, not just conceptually, when you start, and we'll go through each of the elements with some ideas on how to think about them and how to relate them to your physiology. When you start to really link up with each element, and I've done this with multiple teachers, to really dive in, feel that element, be that element. We wrote poems about each element. We made drawings. I was working with gourds at that time. I was doing wood burning and carving. You really understand the vibrational components and how they play out, and you can really see the imbalances. So that's kind of how I want to approach today, is go through each of those elements, talk about, and we'll just back and forth, how does it feel? What are they? Does it have a color? Some days it might have a different color. Does it have a feeling? Does it have a flow? How do you feel that in your body? And then we're going to take the next step. What kinds of out of whack health challenges might be too much of one element or not enough? And I think that those kinds of basic ways to approach your own health and your own challenges in your physiology can really help you get in there, because those are the underpinnings and the energetics. And when you can feel them, touch them, sense them, then you start to have mastery over them. So I think that's a good place to start.
I love the way you just said that, because you're right. And they have a distinct identity. And that's the thing that I'm excited about today for you to talk about, is when we get a sense of which element is needed or which we're really representing in a moment, boy, I'll tell you, you know, this is something that is so powerful in shifting energy, disease, illness, all of the above. So take us through this. Take us through. What's the first one we're going to talk about?
Well, before we go to a specific element, I want to talk about, I see this, and I'm not the only one who sees this. The indigenous symbology is very strong on this. I see this as a spiral. There's a spiral in our personal growth. There's a spiral in cellular transformation. There are spirals in concepts that we work with. So the way I see this is going through a spiral, which incorporates all the different elements. Traditionally, now Celtic is different from Chinese medicine and maybe a little different from Native American indigenous. But traditionally, they have earth as the north direction, air as the east, fire as the south, and water as the west. So that's the definition I'm going to give it. And when you work with it, if you want to shift that to something else, of course, you make your own paradigm. So I want to just start at the top of the circle, so to speak, and let's talk about earth. Earth is really on my mind lately, with all the fires and the changes and the hurricanes and, oh my gosh. Anyway, how's our time, Pat?
Think we just keep rolling. I would go ahead and skip this break. Okay. Yep.
All right. That's what I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So when I think about earth, and for me, earth is solid. Earth, unlike water or air, earth for me is solid, and earth is stabilizing. Earth is, and we use this expression often in sort of new age metaphysical grounding. This is where you can literally drop your energy into a solid place. Earth is, you can give it a color, and usually for me, these are the colors of the loamy earth. This is brown clay. This is black lava soil. This is the concrete foundation on which you can build. But so let's talk about how do we feel in terms of movement of earth. To me, what do you think, Pat? I mean, when we think about earth, how much movement does it have?
Well, until it has something out of whack with it, it doesn't have a lot of movement.
Right. So for me, when I think about the things that are, if I look at the body and I consider a disease process that might be too heavy in the earth realm or arena, that might be arthritis. That might be spinal disease that has you literally locked down. The things that make you more concrete, the things that lock you up. Yes, you're more solid and your spine and your skeleton are stability, but sometimes you go a little overboard in the minerals and the ores of you, and then you have no flexibility. So that might be a place where you have too much earth. And where might you have too little earth? Well, when I look at somebody from an emotional standpoint, right, and I see that they are a little tangential, unable to complete a project, lots of ideas, but no action, they're probably not well connected in the earth arena.
It's one of the most.
For me, earth is not as mobile as others, but in that sense, it provides a stability and an anchor and a foundation.
Yeah.
You can look at other things as too much earth. And another thing I consider when I think about vascular, if I think about atherosclerosis and clogged plaques and limited flow, I could say, you know, I've got a lot of clay sludgy here. This is a little heavy in the earth element. I could consider also there are diseases in which you have too much of your hemoglobin, the iron carrying capacity of your blood, and you could be over in that arena. And that would be too much of earth. But the one that I see most often in my practice, other than clogged arteries, I see a lot of vascular disease, is arthritis.
Yeah.
And that too much concretion, too much solidification, not enough flexibility. So when you work with that, you want to work with the understanding of that, and then in other shows, I've talked about ways that you can have an awareness and ask for assistance from the higher realms, get an intuition of what to shift. But here you be able to see that Earth is out of balance, and then you can do processes to bring it back into balance.
But, you know, what you're talking about is so important, because I know you're going to walk us through these and as individual pieces, individual elements of energy, you know, Earth by itself, right? What is it about Earth that needs the other elements as well? And so, you know, when I start to look at this and then watch the way that you're connecting this to things going on in the body, I mean, I think it is such a beautiful way to understand without guilt and shame and blame and fear. And yet, I can't wait to hear you talk about the healing power of these and what it means to get in balance.
And what I love about this is anybody can take this foundational awareness and expand it, and it's so accessible. So let's go through the other ones.
Let's do it.
And then we can talk about how we can, you know, maybe there's some key practices that I can share, some rituals and things to get back in balance.
Yeah. I mean, it's we talk about this a lot, and people know about the elements, especially from astrology. Anybody that's ever gotten an astrology reading, somewhere in there, there's a conversation. But there isn't the idea that you're talking about. There isn't like this balance, especially with astrology, unless, you know, you're working with someone like you that understands that elements can complement each other, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly, when people look at my chart, they say two things. And then they say, oh, yeah, it makes sense. That is you, right? I don't even know if it's me. They say,
what are the two things?
They say, thank God for you that you got some Capricorn in your chart, because you got all this fire. You know, once upon a time when that was said to me, I would kind of be thinking like, okay, all right. I mean, but what's wrong with that? I'm thinking like, I don't know, like what's wrong with fire? So the way you're explaining it doesn't make one right, one wrong. You know, you're talking about how to bring things into harmony to work together.
And each of those, we need fire when we need it. We need the earth when we need it.
Yeah.
And we need a little bit more water sometimes, and not so much earth.
Yeah.
And the Chinese medicine that's gone on, gosh, I'm going to say 5,000 years. They're really good at this. They see it perhaps a little differently. I like to bring it down into real person talk. They also add metal in there. But anyway, air. Let's talk about air.
Yeah.
When you think about air, Pat, what do you think about?
You know, when I think about the minute you said air, I think about Hawaii. That is the first thing I think about. Because to me, my shocking experience, the first trip to Hawaii, and I've been many times, was something about when that air just brushes across your body. You know, it brushes across your face. It's unlike air that I've ever experienced. You know, there is a cleansing to it. There's a softness to it, right? And I have been in some of the most horrific storms that we've had on the planet on the other side of the country. But when you talk about air, I just have a sense of both the beauty of it and the power of it, the smell of it. I mean, there's just so much to air that I didn't appreciate before I did go to Hawaii.
You know, it's interesting, because when you say Hawaii, I think earth. Because for me, I feel the ground under my feet, the trees, the ferns, right? So
isn't that funny? Yeah. That's fascinating.
So when you think about air, though, what quality of air do you like?
I love the movement of air. I love the flow of air. You know, mm-hmm. I love the power of air. I mean, to me, when I think about air, I also think about this too when I think about water, but when I think about air, I just think about how it is something that no matter how much you try, we don't have much control of it at all. You know, I think about the fact that we need it. Yeah, we need it to breathe. We need it to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, out of all of the elements, it is the one thing that I'm acutely aware of that without, in a 30-second, 60-second, one-minute time, without it, we don't exist.
Right. And so for me, you're absolutely right. For me, air is mobile and it is nebulous. It's not concrete. You don't grab it. And yet you can be carried away by it. You can be expanded by it. You could be carried off too far. Air can be strong. If you've got the hurricane that's going on now down in Alabama and the Gulf Coast, you can be too strong in air. And obviously, this is so obvious, so I am not claiming any great thought here, but your lungs are the key air place that I see in the body. And how many people I see that are limited in their ability to breathe. And I can imagine you guys surrounded by the smoke of the wildfires. You might not have ever had a problem in breathing, and now you do.
Yeah.
But then, so you are absolutely needing the mobility of air. And I think about patients who have asthma and how that is not, you're not permanently restricted from getting air. That comes and goes. So a particular ritual or vision that you might do to see the air flowing freely in and out of your lungs without constriction, without obstruction, that would be a wonderful process to do if you're an asthmatic. And if you have emphysema or a longtime smoker, that would probably help you as well, although some of those changes are permanent. But where might you get too much air? So I have a lot of people, and it's interesting. I had a teacher in graduate school that started out telling, you know, when you get older, the only organ system that matters to you is your bowels. So there are so many people who come to my office who are distressed by their belly. Too much gas, too much rumbling, too much. There's a place where air is probably going a little haywire, could be a little less airy in that arena. The average person probably wouldn't know this, but there are infections that actually create gas beneath the skin from the bacteria. So there would be another place where air is a little bit out of balance. So if we had a ritual or a vision or a journey where we could see coming back into balance, and that's the whole approach, is I like to quote Edgar Cayce when he said, the mind is the builder. So whatever we can think about, then we can bring forth into concrete. So when you consider the balance of air, having it flow, not being trapped, like if you have a big... an intestinal blockage, there's a pocket of air that will build up and just be stagnant. Air needs to be mobile. Air should flow. So those are the kinds of things that we expect air to be mobile, and then we want it to be mobile enough, again, in the case of an asthmatic. And
I thought about this a lot. I thought about, you know, where have there been times where I have been so struck by the power of air, right? I mean, we're talking about, you know, is there a place where you can get too much air? And there have been a couple of points in my life where that's truly happened. But I also think of the power of air, Sharon. I mean, I watched my mom and my family in Miami, in Homestead, Miami, during Hurricane Andrew. And I have never really experienced that. And then recently, Terry Walker, one of our hosts, in a tornado. And I don't think we think about air that way, that powerful, that spontaneous, by the way. That's right. Spontaneous, right?
Right.
Unleashed. I also know what it's like to jump out of a plane, 15,000 feet up in the air, and jump out of a plane and have a different sense of air, all in a 60-second period of time, you know, to travel at 120 miles an hour, and then to all of a sudden be snapped into a different reality of peace and calm and quiet. And so when I think about air in that way, and I look at my own evolution and respect for it, you know, I think about this in the world we live in today, and having now all of us gasping for air here. Right. I mean, you couldn't get a filter here in the Pacific Northwest. The good news for me is I have a system in my house that is electric. It doesn't depend on outside air. But boy, I'll tell you, the elements will show us our vulnerability.
Yes. And the truth is, we can work within them and between them, but they are forces that are way bigger than us. And we are, as humans, we do not have that much power. So do you want to take a quick break?
Yeah, I do want to take a quick break. It's kind of interesting we're talking about this. Linda and I were driving, and of course, we started to see the fires as they've developed in Montana when we left Montana. And we started to see them as we came across the state. We saw the first fire here in Washington State. And, you know, out of our mouths was something like, in the world of innovation we live in, you know, how is it we haven't been able to create, you know, something that we could drop down and literally suffocate it? And, you know, I think that what we're seeing here is how the elements, which a lot of our lives we take for granted, how they are, and these are my words, how they are fighting for their own survival in the world we're living in today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Doc Martin's going to take us through the others. What are the others? And how do you feel about these elements? Do you have one or the other that you feel you resonate with, that you need some help with today? 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences, one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Healing Hour. And this is a question for all of you. Yes, of course, we are talking about the elements today here with Doc Martin, Dr. Sharon Martin. If you want to find out more about her, go to Dr. Sharon Martin. drsharonmartin.com. Lots of information there and lots more to come. We're doing some amazing things that she is going to reveal and share with all of you. But this is the work she does. If there is something ailing you, and it you don't have to know what it is, but let's say you feel a little bit off, please give her a call. 833-940-1882. Is that, I got your number right, didn't I, Sharon?
833-940-1882, yes.
Perfect. And then today, live during the show, also what you can do is you can give us a call and give us a shout like ASAP and we'll try to get you some help. 1-800-930-2819, because you may simply need an adjustment from Doc Martin, a shaman, somebody that understands how the body works, but also how spirit works, how energy works. We're taking your calls. Also, if you have a question, just go to Transformation Talk Radio, type your question in there, and we'll get it on air. And then, Kathy, thank you for your comment. Thank you so very much for your kind words. Doc, look, I can't say that I am the person that grew up with this, understood it. To be honest with you, there are parts of my life today that just do not make sense to me some days. And they don't make sense to people that I grew up with either. But they are me in the world today.
You jumped over to another train track, didn't you?
I did. I think I'm like Snowpiercer. But in the end, these elements, if we learn how to respect them and we learn how to invite them in to our energy field, we can pretty much heal almost anything, can't we?
We should. And again, when we put our attention and intention to it, I don't think we realize how much power we have. I loved something you said. You said you might need an adjustment. I started chuckling to myself because I thought, well, maybe we should have a show called The Energy Chiropractor. Make a little adjustment. Oh, my.
So Pat, I agree.
I like that. Pat and I were talking at the break about the hurricane coming in through Florida where her family lived, and one of her family members had built a cinder block home, and after the hurricane came through, that was the only thing standing. And I started to reflect on that in terms of the elements, because we've talked about air and we've talked about earth. That is literally where earth held the force. Air was out of control,
yeah,
but earth. And cinder block is made of components, yeah, of minerals and clays and earth anyway. So,
yeah, absolutely.
We have two more elements to talk about before we close up the hour.
Let's
sort of take a minute though and talk about how a person can start to understand and become aware and deepen a relationship with the elements. And we talked at first, you know, Pat and I have been bouncing back and forth. How do you see this element? How do you feel it? What does it mean to you? Does it have a color? Does it have a density? Does it have a movement? Does it flow? Does it give you energy? Does it ground you? Does it help transform you? And if so, in what way? And as you ask yourself those questions, when you're working with the elements, you'll begin to feel the vibration and the energetic of each element. And that's what this show is about today, is for you to start to learn to build relationships with these elements. And then you'll know when you're out of balance and when you're not. So our next one is fire. And I will confess right up front, I am overloaded with fire these days. And it mostly is a fire of thought, of irritation, of reaction to what's going on in the world. It is inflammatory in the way I feel. It has movement. I feel agitated at times. I feel anxious. So I can just imagine flames. So in that sense, because this is not a good feeling to feel agitated or out of balance, then my fire element could be a little bit better balanced with water, could be cooled down, could be soothed. I have a little too much air. My thinking is, my mind never stops anyway, but my thinking is going and going. And then you add the fiery component to that thinking. I'll share a story. I won't give too much detail, but my siblings and I have a 6 o'clock in the morning text back and forth. And we usually, that's what we do. That's how we connect with each other.
Uh-huh.
And some of us have different politics than others. So in the morning when these texts are firing, and these are ideas, but they're also inflammatory thoughts. So you get a lot of this, and you could get out of balance, which I have been. So I'll confess that. Fire has benefit, though, and I hope that we are able to come to the place of seeing any benefit from the wildfires going on out there in the West. It is transformative, and in fact, fire is a very potent part of ritual for the indigenous for thousands of years.
Yeah.
When you take something to the fire and you turn it over and you allow it to be burned, that energy is transformed. It's transduced. But let's talk about where we might see fire in our physiology. Where do you happen to see that, Pat?
I think for me, it's in my heart,
mm-hmm.
in my physiology. I think it's in my heart. And, you know, I think it's also in the emotional side of my mind.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't know how to separate them, but they're not the same. Right.
Yeah.
Energetically, mm-hmm. they feel the same, but mm-hmm. they're not the same. You know, and what do I mean by that? I mean that I can feel the fire in some of the thoughts I have, the belief systems I have, the fear that I have about an event that hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah.
You know, all of the above, right? All of the above.
So when I look at, if I get a little bit more down into the physiology, a bug bite or a skin infection, a lot of fire. An inflamed joint from gout or arthritis. Low back pain, a disc acting up, a lot of fire. But when I think about proper metabolic rate, and the thyroid could come in here.
Yeah.
If you have a good metabolic rate, if your thyroid's underactive, you don't have enough fire. You're too chilled down. You don't have enough burn, so to speak. So those are places where fire can be present in an irritating, aggravating, annoying way, but it could also literally stoke your entire metabolism. And even by the power, sometimes fire as a temperature, an elevation in our temperature, we fight an infection. So if we get a head cold and we have a little bit of a fever, in that case, your body is using, we're talking metaphorically, the element of fire to bring about immune processes. So,
yeah, and you know, now that you've mentioned that, it's really interesting too, because I think about, you know, the idea of exercise and muscle building. Mm-hmm. And I find it fascinating. I mean, you know, I didn't know this, but you know, that burning that you get, that fire and burning you get from friction and stretching, you know, to cause growth. I mean, it's such a metaphor for mm-hmm. things. You know, the body is full of these things. And yet there are some people that say that the remedy for something like that is heat. So I find it fascinating that, you know, the symptom that we get may have a remedy that's of like kind. But, you know, what you're talking about is these are the things that have been taught for centuries.
Right.
You know, the wisdom of the ancients, knowing this. And the last thing you said, and I want to get back to it, because I just had a flashback. And we haven't talked about, you know, we're going to talk about water, but I'm really struck by, you know, I was the fire keeper at one point, and I remember the transmutation. I remember how all the elements came together, the fire, the wood to make the fire, the stones that would be used in the sweat lodge. Then I remember the water, and the water itself wasn't just water. It was water infused with echinacea or herbs or what was of the land. And you put them all together in this one ritual, and the water gets poured on the hot rocks. And not only is it transmutated in something else, but the healing from these elements coming together in that particular way and now being absorbed, it really does talk to the beauty of the system of life that we have. And I know we didn't get to water yet.
No, I was thinking, so you've got the earth being a container for the hot stones that are so fiery that need to be held and kept warm. You've got the water being poured over the stones, heated by the fire, turning into steam, which is air. You have the whole shebang right there. Well, that's what the indigenous did, though. Yeah. They did rituals that brought in everything. We kind of lost our ability to do ritual. We need to get back to that, I think.
And I think that's why you're doing this. You're really bringing these forward to say that this is the way that you work with these elements. You know, the power of this. On the way back from Montana, I stopped and I cut some fresh sage. And I had forgotten what that ritual was like. You know, to have sage so fresh before it's dried out. You know, intend to bring that into the process. But we need to learn how to use these. And so water, let's talk about water for a minute.
Let's go through water, and then let's kind of pull it all together with how somebody can really
Perfect.
Start to build a dictionary and your networking. Good. So on my property where I live in South Central Pennsylvania, extremely rural, But I have had water challenges because I'm in a hollow, and when it rains, there are several streams that come through. I had a lake develop on my hay field, and so I was having a bit of an argument with water a few years ago, and wondering why is there so much of you around? Please, would you tell me, please? And water changes shape. It has movement. Sometimes it comes through and it leaves nothing in its place. So it has the ability literally to carve a path through the canyon. And I wondered what transformation was being brought about by all that water other than me being aggravated. And what I found is that in this case, I had to put in a drain. I had to cover that up with grass. I now have this part behind the garage. I have this, what used to be kind of a ditch so the water would drain is now a beautiful lawn because we covered it up. So the transformation turned out really beautifully. When I transfer that or I dig in deeper to water in the body, obviously the kidneys are water. I mean, that doesn't take a lot of brains. And when in medicine, we often have people with kidney stones where their flow is blocked up. But there's other things that have water. If your heart isn't working right, you have too much fluid back up in your lungs, or you get swelling in your legs, so you're too much fluid there. Maybe you have a blister from a sunburn where you've got a little too much heat, a little too much fire, a little too much water all at once. So there are ways that water can transform, water can be present. We need water in our system. Water is a key component of our blood. I see blood as water and earth because of the iron and in our blood. So we've got water as flow. When I think about, I often see a lot of young women who have, even though they haven't told me their history, I have sensed or intuited that they have been sexually abused. And there is in the belly an energetic out of balance of fire and water. The grief, the tears of water, the inability to totally have emotional flow, and the anger that crops up when things get triggered. So when we talk about these elements, and when we look at the different organ systems, you yourself, the listeners, when you discern for yourself, what feels out of balance? My shoulder pain, is that because it's too concrete and too much calcium deposit, or is it too much fire from the inflammation? Yeah. Or my joints don't have enough fluidity? Is there a little too little of water? Sitting down and talking, and I mean that in our minds, if you want to say it out loud, no problem. Talking to the element, having a dialogue with the element. You see it with a color, you see it with a density, you see it with a feeling. Pat was talking about in Hawaii, the air, just the feeling of the air on her skin. How do you feel? And the way you feel about that element may change from day to day. But you develop a relationship and you have a dialogue. And there is a higher wisdom that exists when you have this dialogue, that when you sit with that element and you say, why are you out of balance here? And you wait for the answer. And that answer comes from the wisdom of a higher space, our higher self, the universe, the energy of the force and energy of the element itself. And then you can ask, what can I do to put you back in balance? And maybe you yourself are not doing something that helps the balance. In other words, I had started, foolish me, a month ago, I started watching the news again. I had stopped for months because I couldn't take it. Well, I got kind of fiery in the last few weeks. So I decided I'm stopping again because I am out of balance in the element of fire. I need to just knock it off.
Yeah.
But I got that insight in my quiet time and in the conversation and the dialogue. So, Pat, when you talk about like your memories of Hawaii and things, do you have memories of dialoguing maybe on your vision quest, dialoguing with the elements?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question about it. And, you know, at different points in time and different experiences, one element or another took a priority, meaning it spoke louder than the other. And it didn't mean the one that you're feeling. Like that experience I just mentioned to you, my greatest impact wasn't on the vision quest with that particular ritual. It was in a coming of age program where youth that were with us for 9 months, I had done this year after year with Monica Sicard and it was watching the kids and being in a different level of responsibility for this and watching them change, Sharon. And so I think this is the thing that I'm struck by. Sometimes we can't see the changes that are happening within ourselves. But when you see young people, old people, doesn't matter the age, change right before your eyes because of the healing power of what you teach, what you do, and this experience, you can't find words all the time. And sometimes it's fire, and sometimes it's water. I have a love-hate relationship with water. Some people will say that about me. They'll say, man, you love the water. We can't get you out of the water when you go to Hawaii or places where you want to just get in there with the turtles. But dude, you don't swim. So we have to watch you all the time, right? No, seriously, I'm in Hawaii with my friends and I'm just out there and I got the turtles floating and I'm talking to them. And next thing you know, I am so far out in Waikiki, they're like calling the national, what do you call those?
The Coast Guard.
Everybody to come get me. But I think you have to find the healing element to heal what needs to be healed at the moment it needs to be healed. That's what I think I've come to learn for myself.
And I was just thinking, as you were telling the story, the thing that I think is another key component is you have to be quiet. You were out in the water with, you know, no voices, no airplanes, no car sounds, no horns honking. It's hard to hear the deeper wisdom that comes deep inside your consciousness if you don't have quiet time and sacred space. And I think we need to do a show on ritual and sacred space. That just prompted me because those are key. And I think that's where we're going to navigate through and right now we've got a lot of fire in our news. We have a lot of water. If I think about emotions, grief, a lot of grief. And in order to navigate that, we're going to have to use our quiet time and bring in our highest.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.